It's a place that has been attacked by the British, the Army of the Confederacy, and even bands of pirates. That's quite a story for a fort on American soil. We'll go there and sort out its unique history on this edition of the American Countryside. How do you make sure your farm is ready for tax season? What about the latest technology for 2019? Those are some of the topics we're tackling on Farming the Countryside.
If prices are strong on relatively new used equipment, is there a soft spot for people willing to take on something older?
For our Farm Journal family, I just wrote advice for 2019. My advice was to look at the soft spot.
I'm Andrew McCray, your host for Farming the Countryside, a podcast brought to you by Nutrien Ag Solutions, the world's largest provider of crop inputs and services.
Listen to Farming the Countryside on the AgriTalk app or wherever you get your favorite podcast.
Picture yourself driving the tractor of your dreams, creeping up and down the rolling hills, enjoying an incredible sunset, and feeling satisfied that you were able to finally find your dream tractor at a reasonable price. Visit MachineryPete.com for the best selection of used tractors, skid steers, mowers, and more. We've revolutionized searching for equipment online. Find exactly what you're looking for quickly and easily. Your next piece of equipment is only a click away on MachineryPete.com. Visit MachineryPete.com now.
St. Augustine, Florida is the oldest European settlement in the U.S., and as Amy Harper shares, well ahead of England's site in Jamestown, Virginia.
Jamestown is the oldest English settlement. It was founded in 1607. So the oldest Spanish settlement here in 1565 is actually 42 years older than the oldest English settlement.
Because of St. Augustine's strategic location, the Spanish began to build forts to protect their claim and their ships. Over the years, there were 9 different wooden forts erected, all succumbed to a variety of forces, rain, hurricanes, and even the Spanish themselves.
The Spanish actually burnt one of their own forts in protest after they didn't get paid from the crown. And eventually, after a pirate attack in 1668 that killed 60 people living in the city, the Queen of Spain, Queen Mariana, finally gave St. Augustine the funds to build a stone fort here.
After that attack in 1668, a new, stronger fort began to be built. And it's that structure, the Castillo de San Marcos, that has stood for over 3 centuries now.
It is a massive structure. It's almost a star design. And it's made out of a stone called coquina. It's one of only 2 forts in the world made out of coquina. This one and a fort just 14 miles south of here. And the stone itself is a sedimentary limestone, essentially made up of shells. It's an interesting stone in that it's actually, because it's a shell stone, a porous stone, that when it's impacted by a force, such as a cannonball hitting a wall, it'll actually compress under that force, meaning that cannonballs, when they hit the walls of this fort, would actually be deflected away, bounce off the walls of the fort, or simply be absorbed by the walls.
Today, visitors can tour the historic fort in America's oldest city. We'll have more about the intriguing place next time as we travel the countryside. In St. Augustine, Florida, I'm Andrew McCray.